God. It's been really wonderful just to worship. Give the worship team a clap, will you? Say thank you. Last week, the Lord had me hovering around Psalm 23. That he was just pouring his grace out upon his flock. And that he will, because of his love, not make us fearful. Right, we shall lack for no good thing, that he is a shepherd, truly. And to just be, for the next few days, to steep in the juices of Psalm 23. And so what I would like to do is release the virtue where you are lacking, short term or long term. Often, because of the grace that God has shown over our ministry over many, many years, it's like always we are getting before the Lord and praying for a miracle turnaround. But I felt like it was strategic time. Prophetically, you could sense certain things. And God wants to train you and us individually and then corporately, as a prophetic army of God, that who will release mighty weapons to pull down strongholds, men and women too, but who came in the mantle of Elijah or Elisha, they could move kingdoms. And the story about the assistant to the king of Syria who gets so frustrated and says, they know what is being talked about in my very bedroom. What is happening? He said, that's the prophetic gift. And the Lord, so it's in an atmosphere of worship and focused on the Lord, that God wants to give us information that is not ordinarily available. But the presence of the Lord will do it. And we have seen people who that seemed had no chance, but the presence comes, that there is real healing, there is real deliverance, and God wants to get us in tune. Psalm 23, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. And then There are certain things that are adjusted by the Lord. I shall lack for nothing. And the Lord is helping me lie down in green pastures. One of the things you'll find in very heavy summer weather is summertime is the time where bugs are active. And I dislike bugs. I grew up with bugs. And if you grew up around mosquitoes, I grew up around good mosquitoes in Africa, in Kenya, Africa. And we would have the biggest mosquitoes. And if you got bit by the mosquitoes, you could get all kinds of stuff. And one of the things, I grew up around Kenya, Africa, and there would be the malaria would be very common. And it's one of the most miserable things to have is malaria. You just want to pray, Lord, protect me. But part of the job of the shepherd was always to prevent all of these terrible kinds of flies and mosquitoes that would torment those poor mosquitoes. And the shepherd was able to keep them away from the territory where there are all kinds of diseases. You are grateful for a supernatural shepherd who protects the flock. And it says, I shall lack for nothing. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. I don't know why I was, these last few weeks I've been thinking a lot about the how, and when Bonnie and I would fly to the Congo and stay there for weeks. We look back and say, we were quite gutsy, because you get those and you never know where you could get cerebral malaria. And it's a malaria that goes to your brain and cooks it. And it's nothing to take for granted. So we pray. I used to pray for people over there that the Lord would preserve them. But even these last few weeks, I don't know why, but the care of the shepherd were the major things the shepherd, the Lord our shepherd does, is helps prevent disease, helps bugs that will go up the noses of the sheep and drive them crazy. So I felt like that we needed to confess Psalm 23 over ourselves, our children, and over our natural and spiritual conditions that the Lord is our shepherd. And speak that over our children. And release the grace of the shepherd. He is a supernatural shepherd. The Lord is my shepherd. Say, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall lack for nothing. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. And he restores my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. I appreciate Richie sharing about his being able to enjoy the vacation. And being getting all that you need. The relationship between the sheep and the shepherd is something that we can count on. And I felt that you want to, why don't you just, if you don't mind, just stand up where you are and connect with the grace of the shepherd and speak and release the energy of the shepherd, the supernatural. Now, there's some people who need prayer. Just, I want our healing team to come up here. I felt like the shepherd care of the Lord himself is here with us. I would like to have others who are prayer warriors come help me lay hands on people. And if there are children who need a blessing, just don't be shy. Just bring them. And we want to lay hands on children that need a miracle. Glory to God. So come on up if you need prayer. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Even though we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For you are with me, your rod and your staff that comfort me. And then the Lord says about the Lord, our shepherd, he prepares a presence, a table before you in the presence of your enemies. So that's an aspect of victory over the enemy. Right now, the Lord is preparing an awesome banqueting table in the presence of your enemies. And the Lord is anointing your head with oil, providing for each and every one. The answers are there in the glory. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. The Lord is my shepherd. So we want to take the Lord. It's not that we are forcing him to, but it's the heart of the Lord to care for each one of us and extend his rod of blessing and breakthrough and miracles. And we pray for those who need a miracle turnaround. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father.